Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Smashing hits, make it hard to adapt to this. Put pizzazz and jazz in this, the cash in this. Master this, flash this, to make a clap to this. DJs throw on cuts and obey the crowd. Just pump the volume up and play it loud. Hip-hop's embedded, before I said I wouldn't let it. But me and the microphone is still magnetic. Straight off the top, I knew I'd be forced to rock. Dance floors are stocked, spots scorching hot. When I open, rocking my law, seminars, massages, the bar, smoking 10-hour cigars while I'm my meaty. With more vision than TVs, I find it easy catching diabetes and fly sweeties. Sit back and wait to hear slamming tracks. Rock a jam by popular demand, I'm back.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it's hot, you know it's deep when you hear the sound.
It's on, you can swerve when it's heard in clubs. Thought patterns are played on Persian rugs. Equations are drawn up in paisley form. Mic is stay warm, my flow is avion. Deep at the Nautilus, you stay dipped in raw style. From the shores of Long Island of the Panama Canal. Intellects picture some trends like a clothes designer. I'm in effect, quicker than medicines and time. Split the mic open, fill it with something potent and going. And take a token, metal planes start floating. Hot signs are spoken, out the tools core choking. Product is hypnotic, you're soaking and still soaking. Showing better scenes than grams of amphetamine. Plant skin means not forever fiend. Long as the mic is loud and the volume pumping, I'ma move crowds of 2,000.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drops, you know it's easy when you hear the sound. From town to town until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round.
My rhymes and lyrics find spirits like a seance. It's fat crayon. My writings display chaos. My plan is damaged. The diagram the way to damage. I take advantage until the crowd go bananas. What a rush. I hear cuts and I lust to touch. Microphones be clutched by the illustrious. Word spread I inherited. Many ways to say the unsaid. Born with 3 sevens in my head. It's time the one casino blow your mind as far as this. Define you need philosophers and anthropologists. Astrologists. Professors from the smartest colleges. With knowledge of scholarships. Well, I'll be dropping it. Some of the things that I know, over here your next Bible. When I die, go bury me in my notebook in Cairo. With the great God from Egypt manifest, was right rhymes, line with the stars. I come back to bless the mic.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drop, you know it's jiggy when you hear the sound. From town to town until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round. I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drop, you know it's jiggy when you hear the sound. From town to town until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round.
Hold up, rockin' my law, the microphone scene is back, you know what I mean, to death do us part, it's on, rockin'
my law, rockin' my law, rockin' my law, rockin' my law, rockin' my law, my law. Rockin' my law.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. I'm joined by that guy, that dude, the chocolate boy wonder, the Dark Knight himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening with you, Van Meadows? Good to be in the co-pilot seat, Daddy-O. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, bro. How you doing, man?
Listen, man, like they used to say back in the day, I can't call it, I might spoil it. But as long as I got my brother next to me, I ain't going to do nothing except enjoy it.
Hey, I hear that, bro. I hear that, man. I hear that. But hey, man, but I'm the co-pilot, man. You headlining this shit, man. I just punched in. I read my co-pilot's manual, and it said, get in, strap on your seatbelt, and just wait instructions. So here I am. I strapped on my seatbelt.
You know what's funny? When I read the co-pilot manual, my co-pilot manual said, follow Van Meadows and fear no danger. Hang on. It's going to be a hell of a ride. I was like, that's simple enough. Okay.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
The manual that I read that said clearly said co-pilot. It didn't say anything about me. It had everything about you. You were the only one named throughout this manual. For me, it was co-pilot. I didn't even have a name. So I know you ain't reading the right manual.
Listen, the one that I read got a big picture of you on the cover, and in like every even page, it got a picture of you. I was like, this has got to be the right manual. It can't be no other.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. You must have been reading the co-pilot manual from overseas. It had to be.
Oh.
And they switched it to English for us to be able to read it. So it's okay. I read the right manual, and it was American made. It was, you know, published here in the U.S. So I know that's the right one that I read. So it's okay, bro. I understand I'm a co-pilot. They specifically said that this would happen in chapter 13. They call that the entryway point. So they said that this would happen, that you would try to defer and make it seem like that you were the co-pilot and I was the pilot. I was already prepared for this. So I appreciate what you're trying to do, but let me just stay in my role. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I've got mine. You got yours?
Mm-hmm. I got mine.
Mm-hmm. Man. Let's give a huge shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, who is also the CEO of Raw Links, those fine jewels and gems, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, man, listen, if you know the brother, hit him up in his inbox, get you some Raw Links. if no one in New Orleans, just say thank you, Will Piffin Radio, for him creating this conglomerate of a poetry network that we can come here and we can share our ink, we can be heard, and we can have a good time. So it hit the brother up. Why, son, man?
Yeah. Talk to me, man.
Why, son? Hey, man, I got a feeling tonight is going to be different. I got a feeling tonight's going to be special.
I think it will be because we were challenged by some people, and I'm on some that's where they at. Okay. So I'm interested because some people know us, but then they say they know us, but do they know us?
But do they know? Do they really? Do they really know us?
You know what I'm saying? Do they know us though, man? I'm like, okay. Maybe they do. Some people even said, I can tell by the way you and Van write poetry who's who. I was like, really? Really?
You know what, wise son? I heard those exact same words on last week's show. I remember.
Very interesting. I must say, very interesting indeed, sir.
Indeed. So, in lieu of all of that, what are we doing tonight?
Well, tonight, we're going to ask the audience, how well do you think you know Poetic and J. Rob the Wise Son? We're not going to tell you which is which. Matter of fact, we may not even say the title. But if you know Van the way you say you know Van, if you know Brother J. Rob the way you say you know Brother J. Rob, when you hear what we've got to bring to the table this week. Before you spit your piece, let a brother know whose piece belongs to whose pen. Let a brother know if you believe this ink is his ink or this ink is my ink. Let a brother know. I am so curious because they say they know us so well.
They say they know us. They do. That's what the word is around the cabin, around the cockpit, around the tarmac, around the TSA checkpoints. They say they know us.
Listen, I was at Kennedy Airport, and one of the TSA agents was like, hey, man, excuse me, brother. I said, yeah, man, how can I help you? He said, yo, is your name J. Rob the Wise Son? I said, yeah. He said, I knew by your voice. Man, listen, I know your poetry. I know your poetry. And I'm like, I hope you get it.
Hey, man, I was sliding through BWI. I was like, yo, hold on. I know you. I like, me? Yes, you. You got that Epiphany Radio t-shirt on. But, brother, I know you. Your name, J. Rob the Wise Son. I said, wow. I said, that's what we're doing. I said, actually, no, I'm not J. Rob the Wise Son. He is my brother, the very talented Mr. Deepa Shade of Soul. He is the man, but me, I'm just Van Meadows. I'm just poetic. He said, oh, you're the other guy. Oh, okay. Hey, so look, can you get J. Rob the Wise Son to autograph one of his books and send it to me? Brother, that's... And he said he knew you. He didn't know me. He knew you. So,
Van, the funny thing about that, I'm having dinner with mommy, because my sister lives in Baltimore. And sister's looking at me, and I'm like, excuse me, beloved, can I help you? She said, don't say nothing else. You're a poet, right? And I was like, yeah, I do perform poetry. She said, right, you on the radio?
Yeah, right.
On internet radio. She was like, and you got on. since I could tell by that necklace, I know who you are. I was like, who do you think I am? She was like, you're Raw Lynx. I said, no, my necklace is. She's like, you know what I mean. You the handsome one that's on the Get Down. You're poetic. You're the guy Van Meadows. I was like, beloved, Van's my brother. Van's my brother. And he pilots the ship. That's my brother. I'm the co-pilot, J. Robert Wise's son. She was like, no way, you the other guy. I said, the other guy has a name. His name is J. Rob the Wise's son, and that would be me. So then she looked at my mother, and mommy said, my baby's name is John, and his stage name is J. Rob the Wise's son. I gave birth to him. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She said, no, it's okay. She said, it's okay. She said, you're talking about my other child, but it's okay. But this is my other baby, J. Rob the Wise's son. But thank you, though. Can we go back to eating now? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So she looked at me and she was like, "You people get you and Van mixed up a lot." I said, "It happens, Ma. It happens."
Well, what? Ladies and gentlemen, we say all of that to say that I hope you're ready. We hope you can truly, truly say which one of us wrote each other's pieces tonight. So, which one of us is going to go first before we open up some mics?
Actually, good brother, I went first last week. So I have to ask you to please go first this week.
All right.
If you don't mind.
May I don't mind at all, but may I go ahead and get on down?
If you would, please.
All right. There's something about when the birds sing in the morning and the awakening of your eyes to then hearing the softness of your voice simply saying good morning, unison. Maybe it's the way you blush at the sound of my voice that keeps that smile on my face, hoping your melody keeps playing in my heart as you say I love you in a sweet voice, unison. What if the universe responded in kind to a harmonious atmosphere where the two become one flesh now? Wouldn't that be one of a kind? Unison. What happens when the earth rotates on its axis, showing the volcanoes that our love is hotter than its lava? We commit to exploring romance's caverns, creating a new united axis. Unison. The heavens open up and storms pour all around us. Each moment in time responds with time standing still, hoping our residual effect of our kiss lasts longer than any pain or limited passion unreserved for us. Unison. I'm holding you close in my arms so you can feel the intensity of my heartbeat echoing as our hands lock and the beat synchronizes our wrists touch while you feel safety in my arms. Unison. That's that piece.
I truly understand and love that particular piece of ink. I like that a lot.
Thank you, bro.
I like that a lot.
I like it a lot, too. I like it a lot, too.
I'm digging that. I'm a dip in the archives with this line. When I first came on the Get Down 4 years ago, that's an Easter egg, y'all. When I first came on the Get Down 4 years ago, they used to have this thing where they say, I got something for that.
Jack, got something? So, go ahead and get on that.
Since we're doing it, I got something for that. Hail! I look deeply into your alluring eyes, and I am enthralled by the virtuous imagery of your precious soul. As I am immersed in the center of enlightenment, my soul is guided by the stimulating and awakening nature of your divine wholeness of creativity, of life. As adorned greatly and abundantly and tasty and succulent fruits of our heavenly manifestation of pure love. I more and I stare, and the more that I stare into the blessing of your heart. And the more I think about it, I don't want to do this piece. Y'all can't have this piece. This is too much for me to take. So before I get beat up by Van like that girl said to me, let me tell y'all exactly what it is for me. When I tell you exactly who it be for me, you see, I am the hug that's in search of the opposite embrace, the silent trumpet with no melodic sounds. I am the tune in search of a voice that tells my story to anyone with the patience to listen. I am what you call that high-pitched scream that is so loud that you can't hear it because it has nothing but air waiting to inhale, catching my breath so I can scream out loud to my pen, to my frustration, to my cowardice, to my fears, to my success, to just being me. So now I just sit in silence. Baratitu, I sit in silence, baratitu, staring at my pen, baratitu, staring at my notebook, baratitu, with my pen, baratitu, looking back at me, ba-da-dee-doo, with that same look in his eyes, ba-da-dee-doo, and saying, so now what? And that's that piece.
Man,
I really like this piece, bro.
I really like this.
Listen, man. Man, this is turning into my favorite piece. For obvious reasons, it's turning into my favorite piece.
Yeah, I dig that.
Because I love
that.
Those horns
that.
That go by. I think, dude, you know, trying to turn into my inner, what's my man's name? Amira Baraka.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's my inner Amira Baraka. So yeah, man.
That's all right. Let's open up this first caller to see if she knows who wrote these two pieces or who she believes wrote these two pieces. You ready to open up a mic? I'm ready.
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, the host of Poetic Therapy, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, damn. Hey, Poetic. Hey, J-Bob. Trying to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What's up, y'all? Y'all ready, right?
What's happening,
darling? What's happening? Ooh, what's going on? What's good?
You tell us. You tell us.
I don't know. What you want to know? Ask me the question. What you want to know?
We want to know who wrote these two pieces.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give it to you like this. Van, this first piece that you did was definitely J-Rob's work. And J-Rob, this piece is a combination of you and Van. Van did the first part, and you did the last part.
Okay. J-Rob, you keeping tally?
I got La Pearl And here's the funny part, Ben. The Pearl happens to say that your peace is mine, and that the first side of mine is yours, and the second part is mine, without thinking it's an entire piece.
Right.
Poets. Let me say this before we go any further, poets. Y'all do realize these are whole pieces that we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
you make whole pieces.
Okay. So
when you're combined with your partner, it's cool. Do a whole piece.
So dig this. Here's what y'all should do. Here's what y'all should do. Go to the event page and tell us what you think. Go to the event page and let me know what you think it is. And then we can do that.
Hey, and look, listen. This is what we're also going to do. Go ahead and press 1. If you haven't pressed 1 and you'd like to participate, we won't require you to read a piece, but if you'd like to press 1 to say who you think wrote which piece, by all means, please, go ahead and press 1. We'll open up your mic and give you the opportunity to say whether it was me who wrote the piece or Jay Rabbit wrote the piece. So please, go ahead and press 1. Okay, we will reveal results towards the end of the show. So you're going to have to stick around to hear all 3 pieces and then the results. So thank you for your synopsis, La Perla Negra. We will not tell you whether you were wrong or right at this time. But we're laughing internally, and we're high-fiving each other internally.
Yeah, I did a good take of things, but I know I'm right. It's all good. I play cards, so. Okay.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. Here on the Get Down, we love it. We love it. So, out of the way, we're going to let you have the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Let me see if I can do that. Bring them big, bring them small, welcome one and all, for the times they are changing. There are times when I've been seen as a rebel, and shining my light irritates the darkness in people just by being me. I've had to pay the price for it, because I will never be a conformist. As a result, they've rattled my cage and sent their minions, criticized me with their fingers on keyboards, their toxic lips and their pens. It's just the day they choose to use them is where and when it all happens. I stroll through rooms full of assuming minds and destructive mouths and places where they've all tried to count me out. Still, I strolled right on through. Because I've fought the good fight, battled through my falls, and each time I've gotten back up to walk and stand tall. See, what I've learned is that you can look at the moon with dark shades on through frosted glass and a jaded mind. That doesn't stop it from having its shine. Because it has a purpose, and it's much bigger than you. So your perception and view of someone doesn't change who or what they are, not in the least, not by far. So stop assuming how valuable someone else's valuables are to them. Because love's going to get you in the end. Yeah, it's said that all that glitters ain't gold. Well, guess what? Not all that glitters has to be gold in order to be precious for me to dearly hold. Instead of depreciating things for what they are not, appreciate them for what they are and what you got. because there's a difference between being understood, actually understanding. Wait a minute. Because there's a difference between being understanding, actually understanding, and being understood. So bring them big, bring them small, welcome one and all, for the time they are a changing. That's that piece.
Okay. Okay, well, fine. Go in, man. Go in. Go in.
You know I like when you sing. And when you sing like this in between those pieces and what have you, because I'm going to give you a hint. I got this new love piece that I wrote, but it's got to go with my man, Mac Wilde, because he got that song, Remember the Time. And I was singing it to myself in my head. And, you know, you do the whole chorus, and then you do the piece. And then with this particular piece you have, that's what I'm visioning in my head. I would love to hear this piece again with you singing the chorus in the beginning, and then you do a stanza, sing that same chorus again, do a stanza, sing the chorus again, do a stanza, and then end it the way you just did. That would sound hot.
I'm nervous about that.
No, it's because this is done in your voice. This is done in actually your key. So this piece that you did, it circles and encompasses all of that.
Thank you.
Ask Ben if I'm lying.
Well, yeah. Well, wise son. Under the present participle, mixed with adjectives and adverbs, and then we blended in some melodies and adding some harmonies and the tone. Technically, this is a really good piece.
Thank you.
No, I
where's the lie?
It.
Where's
you
the
know?
Lie? Come on now.
You know, she always get these moments where she wants to sing, and you know, I believe that if you just have a little bit more confidence in your voice, and you'll be able to sing it just fine, Clarice.
You're right.
So excellent piece.
You're absolutely right.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love what you did.
Thank you.
Now,
see,
dynamic
told
show,
you.
Dynamic show last night with you and
thank
the VIP. You.
You
know, you guys wanted to be touching all over people and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, yo, man, I'm not sure I should be feeling some kind of way because I'm running to get to the crazy spot so I can jump on the line. And they're like, sorry, baby.
Yeah, they were like,
you had your shot, Tyler. You missed me. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. They was like, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Good night. I was like,
we were trying to hang on. We really were. We was trying to hang on. We even spun the block, but, you know.
Like I put the key in the door, man. They're like, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Good night. I was like, he was opening the door in the hallway. Like, Mr. Rogers, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. He thought I was getting attacked.
I'm like,
it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. You know, show ended early. My bad. I know how y'all get down now. It's all cool. It's cool.
I'll tell you what.
Because I had something very sexy for y'all.
I'll
tell you what, though. I will extend the show as much as I can. I'll start doing more poetry when I'm short of callers, or not so much short of callers. People don't want to raise their hands. So when it's like that, I will make sure I have more pieces to prolong the show so you can get in there. Because you're not the only one that just came in and had just missed it. Okay, so I apologize, and I will work
so
long.
Nothing to apologize for. That's me for working late, and that's a John Robinson thing that got nothing to do with y'all doing your show. And I should have just took a cab. That's all my fault because I really was trying to get to your show. So that's my fault. I will be there next time.
I have to consider that now.
And I'll be making love to some poetry so I can get into this erotic love zone and talk about some whatever y'all talking about. make somebody blush and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. As for real, we say.
Oh Lord.
Baby, baby.
This is what happens. You take your socks off, baby.
And Danielle, if Ferrell was on the mic right now, he would say, "Ooh, the pearl, you got that penis."
Oh my God! Ladies and gentlemen, join us when we get up next week, where it'll just be J. Round the Wise Son. My co-host is getting fired.
Oh my God! Y'all made my stomach hurt. Lord have mercy. I love y'all. I really do.
We're going to send you over to the Get Down. Hey, wait, no. What you got going on? No. Whoa. We can't do that. Tell everybody what you got going on.
Oh, man, I was trying to take another bite of my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but all right.
Really? That's where we at?
Yeah.
That's where we at?
And it's the chunky peanut butter, too, because I just like the nut.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go. Just never mind. Okay, just never mind. Lord.
All right. I'm going to start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air, but I promise we will have something for you, and I'm sure you're going to love it. Now, it's supposed to be Friday night, so I'm just going to say every Friday night I'm one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Penn's perspective. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth sounds from my playlist. All right, that's it, gentlemen. I believe. Back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Stick around. We may bring you back to see you on the next few set of pieces.
Yeah,
so
we might bring you back so that we can, you can guess who did what again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I shall try.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way
one
to the Get Down Dance Book. One love, one mic. That is La Pearl, La Negra. Man, what, son? Did you hear that, man?
I'm telling you, man. If she does this again, sing verse, it'll be a hot piece. I'm just saying.
It would be, bro. It would be. It would be. So let's go into our second piece as well. So what say you?
You know what I say? Let's do like Flavor Flav says. Show what you got. Show what you got.
Well, bro, since I went first, I'm gonna have to let you go ahead and get on that.
How should I do this for my brother? How should I do it? Okay. I'm trying to think, man, because there's so many dope pieces out there, man. But no, No, I got some. You know what? Let's get. Because you know me, bro. I like going to the motherland. So I'm a motherland poet, you know, with a little bit of John Coltrane. So I'm a motherland poet. So can I take it to the motherland?
Please, brother, by all means. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it to the mother. I'm gonna take it to the motherland. Let's get this. So the eccentric transcendency of the African diaspora displaced across this new wannabe motherland has raised questions in the distinction of who's black or who's black enough, and I declare that history ain't repeat itself. But rather than creating more glitch hatred instead of wealth, saying who gets to decide if your skin color refers to whether or not you a sister or brother, representing a character in your own community, daily dying in the streets of mediocrity, looking across the Afrocentric ways of old while my ancestors' bodies stay cold, lifeless, looking upon the current culture of space from the celestial ascension resting in the place while I'm hearing my ba-da-dee-doo jazz band highlights today, sipping on burdens of bourbon and pains while the other poets of today strive to be heard and ink out more and more pain while the poetry collective, tired of blood filling the streets, while bodies get cold under white sheets. And these are the same white sheets that have captured, lynched our brothers and sisters, same white sheets that accused, murdered, and raped my mothers, the same cultures as to why we're not mad enough, while we're trying to be black enough to help spark social change, change is going to come too soon, a change is going to come, or at least some say soon. So are you truly black enough? Or are you black enough only when times get tough? A change has got to come. Welcome to the motherland.
Yo. Hey, man, look. Hey, man, I dig this piece, bro.
Whew. That piece takes a lot of energy, man.
That piece takes a whole lot of energy.
Yo. I'm glad you like it. Because in certain circles, I can't really kick this piece because it's going to offend some people.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of energy.
I dig that piece, bro.
Whew. But that Welcome to the Motherland. Man. You got to hear them.
Ooh.
Yo, I got goosebumps talking to you about this piece, man. Yo, when you do this piece and you in it and you spitting and you telling the people about, I got jazz playing and you go bada beep boom, and they hearing all this and you talking about more pain than poetry, or are you only black enough when the going gets rough or when you got to be tough? Yeah, right. Welcome to the motherland.
Yeah.
Bruh. Woo!
Yeah.
Ooh, this, it takes a lot of energy to do that. So,
I feel it, bro. I feel it, man. I dig it. Man, but
hey, enough about me. Let me get out of my motherland. Let me pass the mic back to my brother who thoroughly enjoys. So please get on down.
Okay, bro. Appreciate you. I saw the most beautiful ray of sunshine, kissed by melanin, shining so bright she glowed. The essence of her happiness just flowed. Hail, I look deeply into your alluring eyes, and I am enthralled by the virtuous imagery of your precious soul. As I am immersed in its center of enlightenment, my soul is so too delighted by the stimulating and awakening nature of your divine wholeness, of the creativity of life as adorned greatly and abundantly with the tasty and succulent fruits of our heavenly manifestation of pure love. The more I stare into the blessings of your heart and deeper into the pleasure of desires, I gratefully and graciously
tall. I will to love you, my queen. Only exclusively will forsake all. I have heard your musical instruments on my heartstrings play the sensuous tunes of love's hypnotic and mesmerizing call. Many have, after a very long, tedious search for you, trying desperately to make you their treasured possession and only obsession, and have failed. I thank God for the love that in you I have found, and forever and always. With much gratitude for unconditionally loving me, I will proclaim lifting you on high and cherish, adore, and hail. I'm in love with you, and I love you. That's that piece.
Yo, you so mushy. Oh, my God. Yo, Ben, come on. I know you're getting married. I know you're getting married. I know you're in love. What's with the mushy stuff? What's with the mushy stuff, man? What's with the mushy stuff?
Bro.
Look, they kicked the people out of Congress in Tennessee. Can you talk about that? Why are you so mushy? We know you. No, not mushy. Not mushy. Why are you so, I'm going to say like poetic. Why are you so sappy? And with the sappy poetry, why are you so sappy? I mean, I'm hearing you, and it just sounds so lovely, so sappy, so sappy, and so lovely. Why are you in love, sappy, with your sappy poetry? And it's the whole I'm in love with you. I love you. And
bro,
look,
I mean, what can I say, bro? What can I say, bro?
With,
what can I say, bro?
Yeah! Just ew! Not that I don't want you to be happy. I want you to be overjoyed. I want you to be overjoyed. But damn it, Ben. Do you still have to be in love?
Yes. Unconditionally and emphatically and passionately. Without question.
Well, I'm not knocking it, because there's a part of me that's kind of jealous, because, you know, I want to be in love like that. Because that's really dope, you know, but it's so sappy, so sappy.
So sappy.
So sappy. So sappy, baby.
Let's bring La Pearl and Negra back, and then we're going to bring Lady A in to ask her.
Okay.
If she heard
okay.
Pieces.
Bring Pearl back in.
So La Pearl and Negra, would you like to weigh in on who do you believe wrote each piece?
Okay, so this second one by J-Rod, it is. But this second one by you, I'm a little on the fence, but I'm going to go with it's your piece this time.
Okay.
Dope pieces, though. Dope pieces, yeah.
Appreciate you. J-Rod, you got her round two. Selection.
Yes, second round. She said J. Rob wrote his and Van wrote his.
Perfect. All right.
You know?
Thank you, La Pearl and Negra. Stick around.
Let me remind you, Van.
Yeah.
This is the same woman that was like, "Y'all know I know when you'll write poetry." I was like,
"Absolutely."
Yeah, well, you know,
this is the same one.
Allow me to tell you, Van, if I may. I just got hit up in the event page. And a sister said, when I finished my piece, she was like, that's definitely yours. And I could tell that belongs to Van, because Van's got that real smooth, romantic style. That's Van.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm like, are you
okay.
sure? And she just used the word yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, La Pearl and Negra, stick around. Let me go to Lady A.
All right.
Coming to the mic now is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Hello. You guys are all riled up tonight.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Is there any other way to be?
No, there isn't. I have to say congratulations to you in person as we'll get on your upcoming nuptials, graduation. Your engagement, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful.
I appreciate that.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a long time coming. So I'm
yeah, well, she's beautiful, and I'm sure that she's a poet, is she not?
She dibbles and dabbles.
Yeah, no, Van. Tell her what you told me earlier. What's her new nickname?
Well, all right. So you've seen my hoodie that my beautifully dope hoodie. Thanks to King Drift Mojave, it has poetic on the hood. So
yeah.
She specifically picked out her color, her hood, her items that she wants on her hoodie. And
yes.
Her name on the hoodie is Mrs. Poetic. So there you go.
Oh, that's sweet. And I heard J-Rob was jumping up and down about sappiness, but he's as sappy as they come, so don't even feel bad.
Isn't he though?
Yes.
No.
That's what I love about his writing, too, because he is a sap, and it's all good. Mr. Sappalicious.
He said Mr. Sappalicious.
For real,
Van,
did you hear that?
Don't you ever say it again. No. Don't you ever say that again, Van. Don't you ever.
I am.
That's just for the show.
He's so Sappalicious.
That is for the show and the show only. No.
Why, son? You're my brother?
No.
You're my brother, and I love you, but I just love Sappalicious. Oh, baby.
It's all good. You don't have to be so tough because we know you're not.
I hate him.
He's so sappy.
Sappalicious, bro. Sappalicious. Oh,
you can stop laughing. All right. You can stop laughing.
I cannot.
You can stop laughing.
I cannot. So, Lady A, if you get a chance
coming
to hear,
on.
You already know it.
Don't give him any poetry.
Too late. Brother, it is too late. This piece will be penned tomorrow. Too late.
Yeah.
They robbed the wise son, a deeper state of soul. Some used to call him delicious, but now they call him Sappalicious, bro. I am so happy.
So the term of endearment.
Oh my God, I hate him. Oh my God, why am I co-hosting with him? I hate him. Because I'm such a good sport, Van, and because I love you,
yes,
let me and you, we could be Silk Sonic, and we're going to create a piece called Sappalicious like Silk Sonic.
I'm down, bro.
All right?
You got to stick my name
I'm
in
down.
There because I christened him that.
We'll do that.
We'll put it in there. We'll make sure it's in there.
Just an afternote or something. But it's perfect.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are Sappalicious. But
no,
J-Rob,
no.
needs to have that.
You said J-Rob. He's going to own
yes,
that.
Yes, I did.
He's going to own that.
Yes, it's his name.
I hate him so much right now. Oh, my God. I hate him so much right now. And somebody hit the event page and called me Sappalicious. Oh, I hate all of you now.
Don't be hating.
Hey, Lady A.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Did you get a chance to hear both pieces that were done?
I heard the second piece, and I'm going to say that that's yours.
The piece that J-Rob did, or the one that I did?
Oh my! The last piece that was read, whoever did that.
Okay, that was J-Rob. So you're saying that I wrote that?
I think you wrote that.
Okay. All right.
But did you hear both
here, pieces?
No, I didn't get to hear the first one. I just got home, so I just got right on, and you were already into it.
So then you wait. So then, did you hear Van speaking, or you heard me speaking?
Whoever was reading the last poem is what I heard.
That was Van. Okay, so Van, she said that you wrote that piece.
She's saying I wrote that piece. Okay, all right.
Well, because after that, he said about being trapped and all that.
Okay.
No,
right.
she heard you.
Yes,
and
she heard me.
You heard me. She heard
okay.
me. You know.
Okay.
She heard
yeah.
me. You know, on my soapbox. Screaming about how much I hate the fact that you're so in love with all this sacrilege,
yeah.
and then she came with the term sacrilegious. You know,
okay.
she's
okay.
sitting here calling
so
me sweet daddy sacrilegious.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think that was you, Van, that wrote that last piece.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, J-Rob, you got that written down? All right. Now,
yeah.
Lady A, we want you to go ahead and do your piece.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing one. Okay, I thought we were just doing your guys'
stuff. Oh, trust me. Me and Van could do this all night long.
Yeah,
we
could
do
it
for a couple of hours and have some fun with it. This is a family show, and you family. So come through, show some love.
Okay. I got to find something... Okay, I'm going to read this one. It's called Forward to a Place Gone By. River water is high. Now spring has arrived. Current runs swift, falling into rapids abyss. Afternoon sun peeks through pines and maple limbs, shimmering on the river, waving as salmon and trout swim. Perfect day, wind just right. Kayak tracks down river in sun's light. White water churns and frosts below, sweep stroke used from stern to bow. Careful not to swamp the boat as paddling dips and pulls. Osprey watch over hunting grounds from poles high above the ground. Peaceful thoughts stream through my mind, pristine as creators planned. Water to quench one's thirst and air to breathe, a gift from trees. And fire to keep us warm. Abundant food from forest rich, deer and moose, fowl and fish. Share those with those who need a hand to glean sustenance from the land. Move forward to a place gone by, bring back the beauty and the pride. Drink in the sun, moon, and stars. Feast on gifts from the rivers wide. Pray a prayer of thanks to God. Ask forgiveness for all earth's harm. Paddle down your river of life. Be ever thoughtful of our gift of life. And peace.
This is actually a very beautiful piece.
It really is.
This piece, for me, Van, this piece is what's written when the winter is holding on to its last grip, and spring is saying, let it go, I'm here already. And you're,
yeah.
and she's giving that piece, and you just, you know how they speed up the cameras so that it looks like the winter, the snow is melting real fast, and the grass is pulling up through the snow? That's what I'm listening to when I'm hearing this piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is like the changing seasons. I love this. I really like this.
Thank you very much.
What say you, Van?
I agree. For me, the words were everything, the way that she put them together, but it was the way that she read it. It was so fitting. It almost felt like, I don't know if you remember, what's her name, Vanessa Williams, is her breakout song. When she came out in the video, she was there singing in the snow, and it was all white, and the snow was just falling. This is how I envision this piece being done. You know, her, you know, walking in the woods, and the snow was just falling. It's all white. So this was a really beautiful piece. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. So stick around. We're going to get over to the dance floor because J-Rob and myself have one more piece. to see exactly whether he wrote it or whether I wrote it. So stick around, and we'll bring you back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A on her way to the Get Down dance floor. So, wise son, are you ready,
sir,
to lay this third piece on them, Mr.
Fabulous? I really want to, but I'm trying to get out of my, feelings because y'all caught me by surprise with this whole sapalicious thing. So I gotta get my mind back in the game because I am not sapalicious, Van Meadows. I am not sapalicious. You're the pearl of the egg going around. Calling people sapalicious. I'm like, I am not sapalicious. But that's okay.
Well,
I got romance.
Well. All right. So since I was last, I guess I'll go first this time, right?
You sure? Because
I do love poetry,
but, you know.
I got something. It's all right. I got something.
Okay. Show what you got for that.
All right. She represented a section of the orchestra that just spoke to me. My heart heard a sound from a saxophone blend with the love harmony that reached into the depth of my core, realizing her tone was the music score produced by a tempo so amazing. And when the tuba began bellowing, my eyes were gazing off into the ambiance of this musical arrangement. But she is so unique that her horn section included more horns than normal for seduction, like her eyes looked at me as if she was playing a beautiful melody of a flute, but not some tragedy. It was this calming, soothing sound that tugged at my heartstrings. I never knew that her woodwind section would make my ventricle hum and sing. There was this sound from a clarinet of her words that drove me crazy, yet gave me this dove. I mean this dove-like piece. I never heard the crisp clarity of an oboe before, but this level of peace is so comforting in her presence. The French horn she chose to raise in her octave was full of patience as she held me so close to her bosom. And within me, love's orchestra started to blossom. All the breath in her body as she created jazz. When she blew air throughout her lungs and out from her lips, slow and then fast with a beautiful pizzazz. She sparked something in me with her tune of love, and soon the concerto of this heavenly expression demonstrate love's progression. That's that piece.
Damn. just for the sake of this conversation, because I ain't saying statue. I'm just saying damn. Give me that first stanza again, if you don't mind. Can I please have that first stanza again?
The first stanza? Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
She represented a section of the orchestra that just spoke to me. My heart heard a sound from the saxophone blend with the love harmony that reached into the depth of my core, realizing her tone was the music score.
That right there, bro. Mm. I like that a whole lot. I like that.
Yeah. That's dope, man. I like that too, man. I like that too. That's a really dope piece.
I like that a lot.
What do you got, bro? What you got, bro?
I got something. I'm reaching back to 4.5 years ago. That's an Easter egg, y'all. So when I first came on the Get Down, and I'm gonna use those words. I got something for that. And mind you, ladies and gentlemen, just for tonight, you're never gonna hear me say that again. So don't get used to that. But for tonight, I got something for that, if you don't mind.
Okay, bro, get on that.
When I'm looking at her, I can see with direction forever. is pointing towards. Her brown skin is as perfect as my imagination has always dreamt it to be. She just looks perfect to me. And there are days when I see her and I realize that there are things in my mind I can't get my mouth to articulate. And I'm afraid to say those things to her in fear that something may make her smile. And unfortunately for me, I don't have the key to understand what to do once she and her smile have begun to shine. And as much as I understand what's truly divine, I love to gaze at the possibilities of what a melodious sound her voice must really sound like. So until then, I'm just going to enjoy this view of her, and I swear the view is nothing less than spectacular. And I think this is what love looks like. And that's that piece.
My man, hey man, this is a beautiful piece right here, man. I understand what love looks like. Bro, this was fire. I love this piece, man. Man, I love this piece.
Since that word is the word for today, I can get sacrilegious when I have to. I hate that, but it's
you get to a T-shirt,
yeah.
Mr. Sacrilegious on it. Yeah, man, baby.
I swear, if I come to your wedding and there's a sacrilegious shirt anywhere, we're going to have fun, and we're going to crack jokes, but I'm going to be mad at you for like 25 minutes. No, take that back. I'll be mad at you for like 8 minutes. The rest of it is going to be straight laughs. And ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't know my brother. My brother will get a shirt that to make me wear says, "Hi, my name is Jay Rob, and I'm Sapalicious." I know him. And people be like,
that's
why
so weird, bro.
Is Jay Rob have a shirt that says, "I'm Sapalicious," and it'll just be
that's
an
so
ongoing
weird,
thing while I'm trying to have a good time at the wedding.
You know I will, man. You know I will.
I have to wear that shirt and sing, "Do You Remember the Time?"
Oh man, Sapalicious. Okay, let's bring back La Perla Negra, and let's see if she can tell us who wrote the two pieces. La Perla Negra, welcome back.
Boy.
Welcome
you,
back,
you.
And do not say nothing. Do not say nothing except what Van is talking to you about.
Mr. Sapalicious, how are you going?
You know, I hate
here.
Both of you right
Brian.
Now.
Love it. I love it. Oh, my God. It's all good. It's okay.
Van lost his lungs. Van laughed for 5 minutes straight. He ain't getting no love. Van laughed for 5 minutes straight. I ain't friends with him. I am not friends with him.
I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
He called you Sapalicious.
You know when you got a pet name with someone and you be like, "Come here, stinker. Come here, stinker,"
yeah.
And they come over all bashful and whatnot. That's what this shit is. That's what this shit is. You'll be like, "Don't you get over here, Sapalicious," and I'll be like, "Stop calling me that." And somebody else is gonna be like, "Oh, he's so Sapalicious. You come, boy, come here. Come with me, Sapalicious."
Oh, man.
And I'm going to stand next to Van, and I'm going to be like, "I'm smiling because I love you, but I hate that name."
Are you dying on the inside, Sapalicious? Hmm.
You doing something.
And that just rolled off my tongue so nicely.
I swear, I'm hanging up on both of you. I'm hanging up on both of you.
All right, all right, All right. We have to hear. Okay.
No. Go ahead. Wipe the tears from your eyes, Ben, because I've seen you laughing.
I'm laughing so hard right now.
Yeah.
All right. Danielle.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I think this third piece that you did, Van, was J-Rob. And third piece you did, Sapalicious, was, I think it was you. I do think it was you. I do. So I'm going to go back to, no,
so,
I'm going to
so both
what
pieces,
I said.
Both pieces of mine,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, stand on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Don't call me Sapalicious. The hell.
Why not Sapalicious? It just rolls off the tongue so
nice. I really
like
her.
We will be revealing the results very soon. The Pearl and Nicholas will stick around.
All right.
except to her.
All right. Let's bring back Lady A. Lady A, how are
you? Yes. Great. I'm
all
having
right.
a glass of wine, enjoying the banter back and forth, and the new
good.
Moniker that has been crowned upon J-Rob.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. So, Lady A, of the two pieces, who do you think wrote
yes.
both the pieces?
Well, this last one that was just read, I think that J-Rob wrote that. The other one that you read was written by you. I did not hear the first one, so I can't say anything about that.
So you only heard my piece?
I just heard the last two poems that were read. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about. Okay, so the last two poems was read. Who do you think wrote the first one? Do you think I wrote that one that Van recited, or you think Van wrote the one that he recited?
I think Van wrote that. And I think you wrote this
okay.
one
oh, okay.
that you just read.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's yes. That's what we're asking. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be revealing the results soon. So stick around. We're going to go to the next poet on the mic, and then we will hear from the next poet, and then maybe we can reveal the results of just how well you
okay.
think you know who wrote what piece. All right. Thank you, Lady A.
Thank you.
All right, next up on the mic, J-Rob, the Wise Son, we have Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. the Kingpin. What's good with you, my brother?
What's happening?
Peace, King.
Feeling,
good
bro?
To hear from you, man.
Absolutely.
I forgot you guys was on. I just popped in.
Hey, well, thank you for just popping in, brother.
Absolutely,
thank you for
bro.
Just popping in. I don't know how much of the show you heard, but we're trying to get people to people who say they know Van and my style. They're trying to give them an opportunity to defend that position. And if you would, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we want people to decipher of the pieces that have been recited, which one belongs to Van and which one actually belongs to me.
Well, I will be honest and I tell you this. When I say when I just popped in, I just popped in. So I didn't get a chance to. I didn't get the opportunity
gotcha.
To listen to you brothers, but I will say this. Both of you have cadence, which is different. I've heard both of you over the years, and depending on the piece itself, your cadence is different.
Very true.
I am slightly upset that I did not get a chance to hear the pieces, but I would be willing to bet You guys, I would say, without listening to the pieces, I would say each of you wrote at least one of the pieces. And the reason I say that is because it's hard to duplicate another one's style. I mean, unless you are a complete mimic, and I mean, it has to be from start to finish, unless you are a complete mimic, there's going to be something that's said that will make you change, that will make you think, okay, he didn't write this one. And sometimes just because of the stuff that you write, because you don't always write in the same genre.
True.
If
true.
Any of us have, if
true.
Any of us have listened to you over the years, we know where you tend to lean as opposed to something that just comes out.
Very, very.
Like I say, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Like I say, I did not get the opportunity to hear the pieces, but I would be willing to bet out of the pieces that was done, at least one of them was written by both of you. I could be wrong.
I would lean
and
on
I probably
that.
Am.
No, I would lean on that.
No,
I'll lean on that.
No. Absolutely. I would lean on that as well.
So, how's that for putting something in there?
Yeah. And thank you for not using, and thank you for not saying anyone in here was sacrilicious.
Well, I came into that, and I ain't gonna get involved with that because I know about nicknames, and I got one from way back in the day that it will not be heard on radio. So J-Rob, I know how you feel. And brother, in this particular instance, I shall not involve myself in this because I know how that goes.
Bruh, let's just say for the sake of this conversation, I can relate.
You got to remember, I done walked this earth for a long time, and you know how them older folks was about giving people nicknames.
Man.
Absolutely.
Whew. Ooh, we can have a show about some nicknames.
Next week.
No,
the nickname show. The nickname show.
No.
There you have it.
No.
J-Rob, you will be
Mr. No.
Sapalicious.
Van.
Nope. Van.
Van. On this one, I'm going to have to side with J-Rob. Not only no, but hell no.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. All right. All right.
Thank
that,
you, sir.
Well,
that,
sir.
That
well, sir.
That
thank
nickname
you, sir.
Shall not see the light of day.
Thank you, sir. I
appreciate
truly appreciate
it. You. Appreciate
you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Don't be surprised if it creep up in there still some kind of way. But my brother.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll be on vacation.
Dang it. So that means that if you're on vacation, I can't have a show. You know, that's not good. That's not good. But I know what you're doing. It's okay. But Kingpin, we want to get out the way and let you have the
yes,
mic
sir.
So we can hear from your pen. So, brother, go ahead and get on down.
All right. got a piece called Untitled 31. I've wondered over the years why we are still persecuted, why our lives continuing to be taken from us, from the east to the west, the north and the south. Somewhere and sometime, may it be male or female, a life is taken. Screams echo throughout. Parents grieve for their children. Spouses lament for their others. Children weep. No one is left untouched. Riddle me this. Why do we only fit the description? What is this description? We already were not the people the Constitution spoke of. Our lives were already forfeit. Have they no value as well? Not just those in blue, but those that look like us. The crab mentality still has a hold. Yet we soldier on, regardless of the pain and sorrow and heartbreak of laying those to rest. We are a resilient people. We have no choice. And that's that piece.
Last time.
After seeing what these people in Tennessee did to both of those legislative brothers and the outpouring of response to that, this piece for me is apropos. Because there are just some things that have got to be said that aren't being said enough on behalf of a population of people that resemble the three men that are on this line. That being said, I gravitate to this piece heavily, and I thoroughly enjoy it. Thoroughly.
Thank you, sir.
Van Meadows.
You know, there's always a side of Kingpin's pen that it'll either spark outrage within you or you'll just read it and listen and say, it's just another piece. But I, for one, love the way that he comes through with his pieces and remind me that I have something that I must speak on, something that I must say, something that I cannot hold in. These pieces are full of truth and stuff that we need to hear. So, my brother, this is why I'm a fan of your work. This is why I always support you, because there's not many who are willing to say the things that you are saying. So I appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Much appreciated.
So you'll be back next week for the nickname show, right? All right, got it. Perfect. Locked you in.
You'll be being alone in the empty room with just one cricket.
Don't you make me call you your name. And before I go, I want to say this. Van, I wanted to wish you and your lovely lady congratulations
Thank you.
Now I understand. Now I understand why you were so sappy the last show we did.
thank you.
But all jokes aside, congratulations. I cannot think of a person that's more well-deserving. May you both find happiness down the road. Congratulations to the both of you.
We appreciate you and we thank you.
Just to let you guys know, the book is still coming. We're taking care of some final issues with the printing program. We hope to be out here within the next week or so. But I ain't forgot. We still coming. And this is book number 5.
Hey,
my publisher is being very careful with this one. So, but we coming. We coming.
All right. Hey, I'm sitting in the cut waiting. That's all. I'm sitting in the cut waiting.
I'm waiting patiently. Absolutely. But all right, King, we're going to get you over No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Brian. I didn't cut you off.
No. That's fine. Now, all I was going to say was I think I'm more anxious about this one than I have been because of before the other four. But we'll be out soon.
Nice. Okay. I'm excited.
That's
man.
Dope.
I
love that.
I can't wait, man.
I'm hyped.
Absolutely.
Being able to have something to say on someone's book, man, it's monumentous, and it's such an honor. Such an honor, bruh. I speak for Van, if he doesn't mind, when I say this means more to he and I than you will ever know. To be asked to approve what we did and have it go to print so that it's held in the Library of Congress and other places for a millennia, bro, that is something real heavy.
That's,
so someday if I have children and my kid is flipping through boxes of Purple Rain and he happens to come across your book and he's like, oh, snap, Pop contributed to this? And he reads what came with it. He's like, I get it now. Bruh.
Absolutely.
It's humbling to no end. So thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Indeed, my brother. I thank you as well. It is first time that I've been asked to do something like that for someone. I'm honored and I'm humbled at the same time. So I appreciate you, brother. And I wish nothing but success for you in this book, man.
Thank you. You guys were the first people I thought of. So I'll leave it at that.
My man.
Appreciate you, brother.
My man.
All right, my brother, then get on over to that dance floor. And, you know, I won't mention a nickname, you know. We'll just leave it at that. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to move on from Kingpin to Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria. Looker here. Welcome to the get down, bro.
Oh,
you were snoring. Are we snoring now?
Yeah, we're here waiting an hour and a half, motherfucker. But, hey, welcome. Yeah, how y'all doing? Shit.
Hey, what's
going on, David? What's going on, Sappy
David.
Sam? Oh, Sappy McGee.
You shut up, sir. You hush.
You don't even give salutations no more when you write letters. Give saputations. That's how you do it. Just be all soft and creamy and shit and all that.
You know what?
Yeah, nigga, I ain't fit you. Because when you use beloved and shit like that, that's real sappy. So, you know, that works.
Nah, you ain't got to say nothing to me. You know, we used to be friends. But you ain't got to say nothing to me, sir. You can talk to Ben. Since you're going to be so disrespectful, if you're going to be disrespectful, you can talk to Ben.
See, that's the sappy shit. See, how they just, you know.
Yeah, that's the sappy. Mr. Sapolicious, you got to address him correctly.
I hate.
Mr. Sapolicious.
I hate both of you.
As soon as he get up in the morning, the first chick he sees, he's going to say, good morning, beautiful. And she's like, who are you? It doesn't matter, beloved. You know, today was a day that was made under the sun just for you and I. And if we could walk down the sidewalk together for just 5 minutes, it would make my day more than any other thing could. My dreams would become true just to spend time with you. Greetings from Mr. Sapolicious. Just saying. But hey, J-Rob, I'll say this though: at Van's wedding, if when they up there doing the vows and shit, if this motherfucker cry, please let me know, cause I'm on his ass the next goddamn time. I tell you, if he start crying, get on that extra light skin and shit, and want to start singing Purple Rain and shit, let me the fuck know.
For the record, Mr. Redford, I wouldn't probably. Go ahead.
If he sheds one tear, if he even sniffles, I would say something.
Yeah, just please let me know.
I'm
going
to say something. I'm going to pull out a napkin the size of a sheet and going to be like, here, blow your nose.
Honestly, I'm glad I won't be able to make it because I would fuck with him. When they get to that part, if anyone has any reason why these two should not be married, I would stand up and say something just for the fucker. I do. And just to see how everybody react and shit, you know, but I don't want to fuck up such a monumentous day of sappiness and, you know, vows and promises.
I'm going to give you a heads up. They going to be like, the ring? And I'm going to be like, whoa, the ring.
Shit, back in New
York. Give me five minutes.
That's all right, J-Rob. I will make sure I hold on to the rings. And when you get there, I'll make sure I give them to you. It's okay.
The best man is supposed to hold the ring.
It's okay.
Be sure that Van eats a shit ton of chili the night before. That way he has gas while he's up there at the wedding. Couldn't be more funny than you just rip a hell of a fart right when the preacher is saying, do you take this woman?
I now pronounce you man. You're like, wow. And I'll stand behind you. Wow. Okay.
Metaphorically.
What's that?
Did you hear any other pieces?
No, I called in late because I didn't want to be a part of y'all dick swinging contest. I waited till y'all was done.
No, Vic, you don't understand, Dave. This would be perfect for you this evening. And the reason that I said this was perfect for you, brother, is because you're a very good friend of both of us. And I wouldn't be able to get down if it wasn't for you. So I honestly believe you'd be able to tell the difference in who wrote whose pieces, cadence, and writing style.
Mm-hmm.
So this would have been absolutely perfect for you. Because of your relationship with both Van and myself.
Well, that's been too easy, though. Like I said, I know both y'all very well. I know y'all styles and shit. Like, if y'all, like, say one of the pieces was erotic. Like, J-Rob, you would have said something like, you know, I would like to cuddle you through the night and, you know, of all your extremities and shit. And Van would be like, I'm going to put my thumb in your butt before morning and shit. So it'd be easy to tell the difference between y'all, you know.
Point taken.
Yeah, you know. Van be like, fuck, Van said, I want to fuck. You know, J-Rob, you be like, I want to make love under the moonlight
in African blankets on Juneteenth. On a Tuesday.
Shut up.
Juneteenth is on a Tuesday.
You shut up.
You know.
You shut up. African blankets at Juneteenth. Fuck, man.
With
I'm
Negro
sorry. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I was not supposed to curse. My bad, man.
It's
I'm
all
sorry.
Good. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
Good.
I wasn't supposed to curse. But Dave be doing that.
Hey, Van.
To me.
Van. He What's do up, that bro? Shit with J-Rob get ready to bust. He tell her, let my people go.
I feel like hanging up on both of you. I swear to God, I want to hang up on both of your asses. I hate you. You can stop laughing, Van. You can stop laughing. He ain't that funny.
Bro, that was funny. Bro, that was funny.
Oh, shit.
My bad.
Y'all is hell.
My bad. No. man, just get out the system.
But I would really, my real reason why I wasn't able to call in early when y'all was doing that, I've been talking to some people about a few live shows we got coming up and stuff, and we're trying to get all that up into the works and everything. And I finally called in when I finished with those conference calls and shit, but I'm here now, you know.
Appreciate you, bro. J-Rob, you wanna send my man to the mic over there?
Just fit some fucking poetry. You don't fuck what you're talking about. Fit some fucking poetry. Can't stand your ass. Fuck, man.
Okay, give him shit together. He said, just fit some fucking poetry.
I'm on mute, goddammit. Just say some, say some fucking poetry.
All right, I'm ready.
Just go ahead.
I'm ready.
Hate him.
If forever doesn't exist, I pray for just one wish to come true, and that will be for just one moment with you, to tell a story of what could be as well as what should have been. Dreams revealed what more than friends would have meant, as I've always viewed you as heaven sent, and how with each rising sun I awoke in hopes that before the day was done, we will be one. Not just some days, but each and every morning, kiss of sunrise bliss that blinded my eyes to every other image in clear blue skies that others could see. I could only see you and I, for no other vision was needed. If only to be completed was this mission, the mathematics of love would be void of division, for we were meant to multiply, void of subtraction, for we were meant to add all in which we never had before. In this land of completion, we would explore. 7. The number of completion. 7 continents complete this land we call Earth. Therefore, unto this union we were birthed before we even knew the definition of what we were to be the definition of. The four-letter word that's hard to explain, as it consists of happiness as well as pain when mishandled without care. Yet, we disregard the signs of beware because fear exists not within our hearts as we understand what others never could. But what if forever doesn't exist? Could we seal this with a kiss and always remember to forget the dismay of yesterday as we focus on today, for tomorrow is never promised? Maybe. Maybe we could share with each other what we were taught to keep secret as long as we could keep it just that. Even though the sun would shine much brighter within our eyes after presenting one another with the prize that no other before was allowed to explore, therefore, the beauty of both was and eternally will be untainted. Not to confuse eternity with forever, because time stops for no one, never. Yet eternity exceeds the limits of time, so eternally you will be in my heart and mind as I pray to be in yours the same. But if ever doesn't exist, I want you to know I love you today more than anyone else could, more than anyone else could ever be capable of, an insatiable love that grows strong as each second passes by. A love created within the first hours of human existence, but patiently waited for you and I. So if forever doesn't exist, let us take advantage of today and worry not of the days we missed. And if you feel I'm speaking to you and we've yet to meet, allow me to be indiscreet and simply say, excuse me, miss, since we are not promised forever, let's spend an eternity together. In peace.
I'm sorry, Dave. I was trying to get off mute. I dig this piece.
I dug it when I heard it. And, hey, man, this piece is kind of sap-esque. Sap-esque, that's what I would say, sap-esque. I can't give
I hang with you,
nigga.
If one get married, the other Mr. Sapalicious, then you know the CEO of Epiphany Radio is like King Chocolate Sappy. Been that way for years, you know, and hanging out with you motherfuckers, you know, it rubs off on you.
Hey, that's what happens, man. Welcome to Sapping Dungeon.
Yeah, you know, but I'm going to reject my membership because, you know, y'all fuck around going to have me talking about getting married and shit. And I know my luck. I've been married to a fucking prostitute talking about, but you don't know her. You don't know her. She's an entrepreneur. Like, she's self-employed and shit like that, you know? She has visions that y'all don't see.
Do not laugh at that, man.
He ain't lying, though. The prostitute is an entrepreneur. She's self-employed.
Yeah. Self-employed like a motherfucker. She's a working
man. Why so? Why so? What you think, ASP?
I think Dave is crazy. That's my answer.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, J-Rob, you got to get some type of commentary on the piece because I done heard you give some motherfuckers on this show some deep-ass commentary before they recited some roses, reds, violets, and blue bullshit that nobody knew what the fuck they were talking about. So I'm not accepting that shit tonight, okay? I won't. Goddamn commentary, whether it's good or bad, you give me some solid-ass commentary. I'm going to come back next week when you be blowing smoke up them motherfuckers' asses that ain't talking about shit, and I'm going to go off as soon as my mic opens.
You don't scare me.
Okay. Wait till next week, maybe. Wait till next week.
No. I got commentary.
Okay. Okay.
It's my show. I got commentary.
Yeah.
First of all, you ain't sick because you mean to people. And I ain't sappy, and I don't care about you or Van. I ain't friends with y'all until the next time we had to get down. I don't give a damn about either one of y'all. They ask for your peace, Mr. Deep Voice, utilizing your light-skinned privileges and women throwing panties at you because you came on the show. And I'm the one that got disrespected because of your Deep Voice having ass with your light-skinned bald-headed self. But no, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because I'm in my feelings because Dave ain't sick. Okay, the piece was beautiful. Except the part where you said today is yesterday's tomorrow because the infinity started the day that you blinked your eyes and we looked at the abyss together holding hands until forever. I was like, all right, I can get that part, but I'm mad at you because you ain't sick. So what's the piece of dope? I don't care. You get on my damn nerves because you be taking advantage of the fact that you're 6'14" and you got a deep voice and women be throwing panties at you and you be just utilizing your poetry to get more panties thrown at you. I understand. So what? I'm not tall. So what? But you be, okay, the piece was dope. But I'm going to take that back because I don't want you to have the satisfaction of knowing that I enjoyed the piece because you didn't be... You be real mean to people at times, brother. Be real mean. At this time, I just need you to be my boy. But no, I can't even get that. You be disrespectful on the microphone at times. And yeah, I'm going on a senseless rant because sometimes Dave deserves it. And I know I can't fight, but so what? I just can't fight. But that's all right, though, because Dave deserves it. The piece was really, really dope in all the sincerity. But you be getting on my nerves. And y'all can't be calling me no sapalicious. Y'all supposed to be my boys. And the brothers supposed to always stick up for each other. But I get it. I ain't light skinned. I ain't forehead. And I ain't got his eyes.
There you go. And wait a minute. Also, don't forget a part. You're forgetting a part, John. You don't have a full beard either. Don't forget that part.
You're
light skinned, bald head, and bearded.
Fuck you. Who's next?
You know, I mean, we accept your little starter bid, but you can't get full membership into the community until you get a full
bid.
But you do still hold the crown of King Sappy. Like, you know, you're Sappy to the point you would be in the strip club handing the bitches t-shirts, telling back, queen, you don't have to be on this stage, beloved. There's no sense for you to subject yourself to these perverts in here and to give you dollars to rub yourself upon the genitals and everything. Come with me, and I'm going to show you the way of the motherland and the way what you were meant to be and the way the sun rises. And you sleep on the left side of your bed? Yes, and that's because you're meant to rise like the sun and set like the sun as well. Come on, you don't have to do this. Come on, you know, come with me. Let's get married like Van is doing. But it's okay. You know, to be king staff, somebody got to do shit. You know, somebody, listen.
Somebody got to do it.
John, somebody's got to hold call the women, beloved,
Van, you
queen and shit. You know. Van, what do you think,
Van?
Come on, Van.
I agree. Somebody got to do it, man. Somebody definitely got to do it. There's no lies. There's no lies detected there.
Yeah.
You got it for you? We're going to send you to the dance floor. Once you
stick
around during the rest of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm ready to go. I'm going to go find one of them queens and turn her into a thot. That's what I'm going to go do with the dance floor.
I swear to God, I'm gonna have people send you nothing but hate mail. I hate you.
One love, one mic, bro.
Little piece of Afro grease, y'all.
Goodbye, David.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Metaphoria. Next up on the mic, we're gonna keep the party going. We have DSR's own Rebel P. Jones. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother. Thank you for waking up the
What's going on? David Mott's crazy, man.
Now, ain't he off the chain, brother? He
don't
is off the chain.
Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him. You my friend. Don't laugh at him. You my friend, bro. Don't even laugh at him.
You my friend.
Y'all
let my people go, bitch. He got your
name. Oh, man, that was hilarious, wasn't it?
Don't laugh at him.
Man,
bro.
I cried, man.
You my dude. Don't be laughing at him. Don't be giving him, don't give him no satisfaction. You my dude. Don't be showing him no favoritism. Don't nobody like him.
Oh, ain't no favoritism, but that was clever. That was clever.
That was clever. Real clever.
He ain't, you and I both know he ain't.
I popped in you guys' show late because I actually came in from another show. So I didn't hear what you guys wrote. I didn't even know if you guys were going to have a show tonight because of last week when I called in, I didn't know what the deal was. But because I don't be on Facebook that much.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I'll make sure to hit you directly.
You can always reach out to us personally.
But you know what? I've done a piece correlated with something J-Rob has written before. And Van has written a piece for me in my style of writing, which was like I wrote it. So I think y'all would be real good at getting motherfuckers because your pen styles can vary. You can Van, you like multiple men. You know what I'm saying? You can copy somebody else's style and then throw it at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I can write like you. I can write like this. I can write like him. I can write like me. Like, you were just so versatile, man. And J-Rob, I don't care about what they say about that Shappy shit, because I've heard you write some powerful, profound, and some tough shit, too. I've seen you write some shit that be gutter, you know what I mean? So I think you guys will be able to get people. I think you'll be able to trick people, because both y'all got a variety of writing styles.
Appreciate you, bro.
Very true.
And if you stick around, we will reveal exactly what happened tonight and who wrote what pieces. Hey man, and it was an honor writing in your style, man. It was, man, I love being there.
Because I know I got a different type of writing style. Yeah, when you wrote that piece, well, that was a holy shit, man. Wow. It's like you got inside my head and, like, wrote some shit I would write. That blew me away, man.
Yeah.
Blew me away.
Man, when I tell you that I'm a fan of this art, I'm not only a fan of the art, I'm a fan of the writers that write the art. So I pay attention. I pay attention.
You like a razor sharp jizzer of the goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Just razor sharp, man. You're witty. You got multiple styles and shit. I don't know, man. Like I said, J-Rob, man, he can get gritty or he can get up all up in your head and shit. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
Y'all do yeah. dope, man. That's why every time I say I strive to be like you ink guys, man. You guys are like ink guys to me, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
I strive
that,
to get
that's
to that point, man. I strive to get there.
You're already there, bro.
You're already there, baby.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
My man. But what you got for us tonight, bro? What you got for us tonight?
So I got a piece called The Blood of My Pen with my ego speech.
My man. All right. Well, go ahead and get on down, bro.
I'm about to get down. You see, this here is the seeping and leaking and trickling blood of my thoughts into my pen. For this here pen I'm in unity with, so it's just an extension. This here is that fire-based blaze, not out to amaze, but I will. Oh, yeah, that's right. I brought my best friend to me, my ego, although I know he ain't really no friend to me. Fuck it. Here we go. If you're not currently tuned in and listening, then read slow, because I don't want to lose nobody. My ego don't repeat himself for no one. He's kind of an asshole. I get lost in a thought as I gaze into the smoke, and all of a sudden it's like I got punched in the throat as another fucking voice decided to come through. Ah, it's that motherfucker you've been waiting for. That rebel you know spends bad time pushing away damn demons and shadows, but I got through. As I fought and swam through his lakes of fires, and know all his secrets, I know all his hidden desires. Hold up. Shut the fuck up. Get back down in the pits of darkness where you reside at. Yes, I've got skeletons and sins that I still hide, and I will approach them and deal with them when the time is right, man. But you're right. You are the demon I'm fighting. Just admit it. You could be the greatest if you just gave in. You and I were created for, man, I hate this. What if he's right? My ego was made in my image. Am I a living gimmick? This is something that's off. Which damn direction should I face this? To be continued. Peace.
Yo. Yo. But that ego is something else, man. And you just exploded. I love this piece, man. I love your work, man. Power.
I've been delving more into the little darker parts of myself.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Putting
man.
That in.
Ain't nothing that, wrong with that.
That's a side I know a lot of people don't really want to venture down, but I feel like to be a well-rounded artist, you need to venture down all roads. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, without question. Without question. J-Rap, what you got for my brother's piece?
I love this. I love how gritty he is and how he gets to that growl when he's like really feeling it, telling y'all exactly what it is. It's on his heart. Like he wear, you know how people wear their heart in their sleeve? He wears poetry on his sleeve with a beating heart at the end in his palm saying, what else you got? That's what this piece just said to me. That's what this piece just said. Y'all dig this a whole hell of a lot, King. I love it. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that, man.
I love it.
It's short. It's shorter than the piece I was going to read. I was going to read another piece, but that one I just wrote tonight, and I think it needs to be cleaned up first.
Got you,
but I like what you did to clean it up or not. This is dope.
That one, the one I wrote tonight, that's more of a story poem. And it's two parts. It's about a place based on a prompt I was given called Voodoo Row. So I created a story and a character that fell into psychosis and created this world in his own mind called Voodoo Row. So I wrote that in poetry form, and I got two parts to it. But it's very dark. It's very dark.
Okay.
I could dig that.
Add up, I'll probably end up presenting that.
All right. I could dig that up. I like that a lot.
Can't wait, man.
It's based on mental health. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I work in the field. I understand.
I mean, it's a real monster. You know what I mean? Mental health is a real monster.
It really is. And it ain't an easy monster to deal with.
Most of my poetry is about my own broken mental health. You know what I mean? It's like, this is how I perceive my own broken mind in these realms that I write in.
That's deep. I like that.
That's the truest way I could probably say what my pen is. You know what I'm saying? It's the
right
most descriptive way that I could write in the realm of mental health and its brokenness in my own mind. No, like, this is how I understand myself.
Okay.
Love it, good brother.
I like what you do with that pen, bro. Yes, sir.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. But we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, brother, so we can get to these
no
next
doubt.
Few poets.
Thank you for waking up today.
No, man. Thank you
thank
for waking
you.
Up today. Ladies and gentlemen,
peace,
BSR
guys.
Zone.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Rebel P. Jones. Now, before we move on to the next set of poets, why, son, would you like to
sir.
Go ahead and let's reveal who wrote which pieces tonight?
It would be a pleasure. Should we tell them by title?
Well, we didn't get titles, remember. We didn't get titles.
Okay. So how about we do it like this? You tell them what pieces you wrote, and I'll tell them what pieces I wrote.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I wrote the first piece I recited tonight, and I wrote the last piece I recited tonight. The second piece that I recited was written by J. Rob, the wise son. Wise son, would you please?
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could be so kind, in round number one, I actually recited something that I wrote. Round two, I recited something that Van wrote. In round three, I recited my own work. So for those people who say that Van wrote mine and I wrote Van's in round number one, you would be wrong. For those who said J. Rob wrote that piece that he spit and Van spit his piece in round number two, you would be wrong. And for those who thought Van wrote J. Rob's piece and J. Rob wrote J. Rob's piece, you're half right and half wrong. The only person who had it actually correct was Lady A, who said that Van wrote his own piece in round three and J. Rob wrote his own piece in round. But what this tells us is not only are y'all paying attention, Van, I think they know us.
You know, I think they know us too, but I guess they kind of know us maybe a little bit, not as well as they thought.
Not as well as they thought. And what made this fun for me was the ability to come close to duplicating my boy's writing pattern or writing something that I think he would be like, yeah, I approve of this piece.
Absolutely.
And for the audience to be like, nah, that's a J-Rob piece right there. Nah, that's a Van Metal piece right there. And to be completely wrong.
Yeah.
So I had a good time with this. I had a
Absolutely.
Really
I
good
did
time
as well.
With this.
I did as well.
This was fun for me, man. So I hope they enjoyed as much as you and I did, man. I enjoyed it.
So
Lady A, La Perla Negra. Yes. And hold on. if you don't mind, to if y'all don't mind me calling y'all out, please don't blame it on the head and not the heart. To Miss Janine Shorty Dimple, who said, that last piece you read was Vans, and I was like, you sure? No, sweetheart, you're absolutely wrong. That was me. And when I did that other piece, And to Janice, when she was like, after the first round, she said, oh, that absolutely was yours. Van read your piece. No, baby. You was absolutely wrong. I did not read my piece. So, it's fun. When she's like, Van's reading his piece. Actually, that was Van reading J. Rob.
Absolutely.
But thank you. Thank you both
thank
for
you
playing.
All participating. Absolutely.
Hitting us up back channel, you know. But this was from the Perla Negra. You owe me in Van. And just so that we keep in the bet fair, you owe me in Van. So next time we in Pennsylvania, we getting some good eats. Not the last spot. We getting some good eats. Because she's like, I can tell you in Van. I know who's who. I can tell you in Van. You know who's who. That's never the best because you and Van be doing stuff. And she was wrong, Van.
She was wrong. Totally wrong.
I'm just saying, she was wrong. Yes?
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, we're going to keep this party going. We're going to get to the next poet on the mic who happens to be Brother O. Welcome to the Get Down, Brother O. How you feeling?
That's good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, Brother.
What's happening, Brother O?
What's happening, J-Rob? Top show.
Hey, it's another good day in the hood, King.
That's good. Glad to be on tonight.
Glad to have you tonight.
Glad to hear you, brother. Very glad to hear you.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having this platform.
And we're very humbled to continue to have, bro.
Yes, sir.
Very humbled.
Thank you.
So what you want to drop on us tonight, man?
I had this poem called Brother O's Guide to Living and Driving a Negro Free Lifestyle.
And go ahead and get on down, bro.
My dear brothers and sisters, living free or dealing with drama and Negroes shouldn't be only exclusive to the holiday season. It should be a lifestyle. All of us have drama kings and queens, either as relatives or friends, who bring nothing but drama, bad news, trouble, chaos, confusion, mess every time we see them. These Negroes have no class, no morals, no values, no home training, no standards, no boundaries, and absolutely no common sense whatsoever. It's quite astonishing why we put up with their foolishness and immaturity daily without losing our sanity. We don't get to choose who we're related to. However, we have the choice to either have them around in our circle or cut our ties with them permanently. All of us have relatives and friends who always post all of their grievances and all of their problems on social media, who always cause trouble everywhere they go, who always act a fool, always ruin parties and family gatherings with their negativity, who always complain about how life is not fair to them, who always cry like spoiled brats when they can't get their way, who always get angry over minor issues, who always have pity parties and place the blame on everybody except themselves for their problems, poor choices, and decisions, circumstances, and unaddressed childhood traumas. All of us have relatives and friends who are free, those who live off other people without contributing anything to the expenses, always eating up all the food and laying around like the cops are saying to watch the TV, and sit up lazy with no job and motivation to do anything for themselves. All of us have brothers and friends who smoke weed and e-cigarettes, who get drunk and pass out, who get their freak on and knock the boots all night long, disturbing our sleep at our house that we pay rent or mortgage to live in, absolutely no mortgage at all. We all have brothers and friends who act like clowns in the circus, who always argue about religion, sports, current events, and politics and other trivial issues. We always get in verbal and physical confrontations over stupid stuff and resort to using guns and other weapons to resolve their conflicts. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are tired of Negroes tap dancing on your last nerves and driving you crazy every day with their foolishness and immaturity, here's my advice. I realize how much you love your brothers and friends dearly, but you have to face this painful and harsh reality. You have to protect your peace by either cutting them loose on a permanent basis or loving them from a distance with a long-handled wooden spoon. It ain't worth you going to jail or end up in the hospital because they ain't worth your valuable time and energy. See, my dear brothers and sisters, you have the right to surround yourself with people who bring an aura of positivity along with them. You have the right to surround yourself with people who appreciate you. You have the right to surround yourself with people who genuinely love and care about you. You have the right to surround yourself with people who want you to succeed. So you have the right to surround yourself with people who want to see you blessed. You have the right to surround yourself with people who add and multiply value to your life. You have the right to surround yourself with people who are assets, not liabilities. And you have the right to surround yourself with people who enjoy the wonderful things that you do and enjoy all the things and all the opportunities that life has to offer.
Okay, Brother O. Brother went in on that piece. A lot of truth in there, bro. But, man, you had me when you was talking about the freeloaders, bro. I like the freeloaders. So that's what I'm talking about, man. It be the truth, man. Pure and adulterated truth.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wise son.
Remind people who they are. Remind them of their potential. Remind them of who we know them to be. And this piece that you just delivered says all of that and reminds them of their greatness in between the lines. I thoroughly enjoyed this piece.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, that's part of the message, bro.
Yeah.
My man, thank you for this.
Absolutely, bro.
You're welcome.
All right, brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. Well, love, one mic.
Well, love, one mic, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
My man, thank you.
All right. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own host of, well, he's Mr. Tuesday Night. I mean, he got so many shows. They just like give you my hobby. What's good, what you have?
Oh, man. Over here working hard. It'd be better than hardly working. You know.
Yeah, that's the calling.
Making some King Drip remixes. You know. You know. Okay, sorry. That's what's happening.
Nothing wrong with it. Bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
What's most like that's what's happening. I'm sorry. You know, but, you know, trying to get ready for Drip Fest 2 weeks. About to be crazy. What else? Nuts. Insane. Crazy. The Capitol. Smoking Boogaloo. You know, part two. You know, So I'm just sitting here getting this music ready, doing stuff, listening to this excellent show. And I said, oh, it's my brother. It's me brothers. It's me brothers in here. I completely know who reads each other poetry because I know what both your voices sound like, and I've been around y'all long enough to tell. I'm glad I wasn't part of that contest. I would have ratted everything. I would have told. I said, that ain't his piece. I would have did that.
We'll never know, will we? We'll never know.
Well, I wasn't
we'll
here
never
for
know.
That. I wasn't here for that. And I say good day.
I know.
Yeah.
I say good day, sir. I say good day.
I say good day.
Would you like some tea, sir?
No, I would not like
all
some tea, sir.
All this good day. I have some tea, sir.
Have some tea.
I'm sorry. It's fair enough. So, I want to be, I'm pretty sure y'all have a full thing, you know, because it's after 11, and we're switching hours. Although, Van, I'm going to send you a picture, and you tell me what you think when I send you this picture. Anyway.
Okay, cool.
To the poem?
Yeah, man. Poem. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, we have Mr. Tuesday Night, King Drip, Hot Works, a.k.a. Mahavi. Go ahead and get down, bro.
I said to her, I want to know what your toes taste like. Let me lick the Revlon off your toes, those toes in a ballet of ecstasy. Your toes wrap my tongue while I slide each one. I would love to know what is meant when I feel and smell your natural scent, the way that you come fresh from the shower. The power of your natural pheromones puts me in the zone. Your feminine musk lingering on my fingers inspires my lust. I inhale. I will not fail to give you this experience. Wash, repeat, rinse. Your innocence, looking like you would never is clever, but your mouth forever keeps sucking. Pressing me like you are expressing milk. I've heard of breastfed, but I heard that you are not fed. You go on and on and on and on. And tongue flicking the underside of my dome, wet mouth and tout lips, suction and grip, making me spill as you keep me in your throat, grabbing my hips. Keep me in so I don't slip. Your mouth is intergalactic. Make the heavens shout the exuberance that these stars bow. The light of your brilliance cloak the night like a cape, blowing like solar winds, rising your vision, the sun in imposition. Knowing that we create universe in our kisses, move Milky Ways in our touch, transverse tesseracts and desirous fifth dimensions, ascertaining through ecstasy's extension. It's my hearty hunger for you. It's intergalactic. Allowed me to boldly go where no one has gone before. Travel through your black holes with my deep sleep minds. You make it so. Number one, engage. And that's the piece.
Okay, bro. What you think of that, man? What you think of that? Was it the music? Did the music make it seem all sapalicious, bro? Well, yeah, why, son?
You shut up, sir. I'm sorry. My bad. Mahavi, don't pay Van no mind. My bad. I dig the piece. I think this man is a metaphorical genius. I dig what the man be doing with that musical background. And making all that music background sound dope. I got some questions later on because I want to do what he does with this music when he does his poetry. And I want to mirror the style, not copy the style. I just want to mirror because I got a couple of pieces that fit what my cousin does. This is outstanding. What do you think, man?
Hey, man, I agree. The music was dope. And
this lyrical play in this piece, man, and just the cadence, man, the ambiance in the vocals and the way that he delivered made the piece come alive even more, man. So this was dope, Javi. I appreciate it, bro. Dope thing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
He said, appreciate it.
I do appreciate it. So appreciate it, man. It's important. I enjoy, you know, every now and again being able to get up and rock you know, some erotic pieces. I'm trying to get back to being me right now, so, you know, that's what's happening. Hmm. But anyway.
Okay.
Hey, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Show, bro, let everybody know what you got going on, Tiffany Radio.
I'm glad you asked me that question. Well,
I'm glad you asked me that.
Well, this Tuesday night.
Go ahead.
Here on the Tiffany Radio Universe, of the Real Entertainment Network, also known as the Starship, where we boldly go where no poems have gone before. We present to you War Counts, an egalitarian, conscious, creative community that talks about community issues and things that hit the public sphere. And this one, we have a mixed bag of incredible conversations. We're bringing a lot of our inbox conversations to you in the forefront. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about new millennial marriage versus baby boomer marriage. There's a whole bunch of things that's going to happen. But, you know, come on over. Enjoy the conversation. Adults talk here. Have no fear. We keep it real. Here on the 50 Radio Universe, the Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to sit your socks off. Baby, baby.
That's what's up, bro. Baby, baby.
Yeah, you have to throw a commercial in there so people listen. They're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's a commercial right there. Did he just really just make a commercial? I said, yeah, so that way, you know.
Yeah, I'm dope, bro. Dope.
We're trying. All right,
bro.
But,
you got it, man.
Oh, yeah, I got a quick question. I got a quick question, though, because Jay asked me. She's like, I heard Ben say he's coming. Is he coming? I said, that's a good question.
Who said that?
Jay. Because we're doing the, you know, we got to do the show. We got to line up the show.
Yeah, I have to get back to you on that.
All right.
Yeah,
let me know. Okay. You know, and Jay, I know you're going to be around, so, you know. I'm going to send you the
schedule. Yeah, I'll be up and around. So, I'll be up and around.
All right, Pepe. You get the schedule. You both get the schedule. All right,
bro.
Oh, thanks. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, that is Mr. Tuesday Night Mojave. Next up on the mic, J. Rob, the wise son, we have our Caribbean brother, Ed Burks. Welcome to the Get Downy, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me, brother. How's everything?
Well,
good, how are you? Yeah, man, everything, man, here, man. Yeah, I'm listening to the Porch Fire tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Fire. You know, and I love
good,
seeing that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man, I love seeing
Thank
that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, people doing their thing. Everybody being original. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a bad poet. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, your interpretation, you know what I'm saying, and what it feels to you, what it means to you, what it's about, right? So I love that, and I'm doing a little something tonight, man, like a love poem, man, you see? You know, so I thought I'd do something like that. Okay, yeah, man, here we go. Allow I to fondle your mind with intellectual, deep conversations, play your music. Your black ass never heard before. Make it just a flow like the Niger River. Even hand you the keys to heaven doors. I'll make your body tingle with love poetry. Cena. The type of love Paul described, especially for you. The type of love poetry without vulgarity nor slackness. The type of poetry penned by your Grenadian man of truth. God, I know me, love your beauty and your sweet vibration. Sing your sexy, spiritual, feminine, ladylike vibe. Your kisses that elevate me mind beyond mind's pollution. Your cries of pleasure that echoes deep into me mind. I'll elevate your mind into a higher dimension. Sing, make you come without the slightest touch. Teach you experimental, sexual, exotic positions. Teach you how to accept me, sweet love. Cool running to you, me love. May peace become my journey, taste each other's sweet orgasms. I'll fall asleep between your warm thighs. Amen. Rastafari, same.
Okay,
amen.
Rastafari.
Me fall asleep between your warm thighs. Woo, my God.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what's up right there, man. I love that, man. I like that kind of carrying on. Yes, sir.
That's That's how you end the poem, man.
Hey, man.
Hell
that's
yeah.
It, man. That's it.
Yeah, man.
And I'm
appreciate you having me on. Yeah, man.
We appreciate
no doubt,
you,
man.
Brother.
Yes,
absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know where that shit came from, man. What you
think?
Hey, listen. This is the perfect bedtime story that a lot of women would love to listen to for a little bit of time. I love this.
Yeah, man, true,
that's
man. Enough respect.
Romantic.
Yeah, man, enough respect.
Yes, sir. What do you say, Van?
I mean, I agree, man. I love it, man. Without question, bro. That's right.
Yeah, man.
Just
thank you, brother.
Better.
I appreciate it.
Nothing but fire.
Yeah, man. Enough respect for that, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, man, cool.
Appreciate you, brother. Let's stick around
yes,
and enjoy the rest of the show,
man.
Brother.
Yeah, man. Bless up, me, brother. Yeah, man. Look at my ear.
Woo. Love it.
Hey, but this was a fire show, bro. Fire show, man. Fire show. Let me get a rundown, man. Rundown. No show tomorrow night, but of course, Saturday night, we got Poetic Therapy with the Pearl and Negra. Sunday night, we got the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, we got the Honey Drippers with Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl and Negra. Then next Thursday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Wise Son, last words. We'll start with you, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, I enjoyed this because people came through with all intentions of saying, I know Van, I know J-Rob, and that is something I will always love about y'all because it tells me that y'all pay attention to what we do and how we do what we do when it comes to the Get Down. I truly appreciate every single one of you from the bottom of my heart for what it is that you brought this evening and what you continue to bring. Don't stop listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Y'all missing out if y'all ain't checking these brothers out. Van Meadows, salute, brother. This was a dope idea based off of a challenge that you and I both received from somebody in our circle. And I'm glad that we stepped up to the challenge. Your pieces were absolutely outstanding, bro. And I love listening to people saying, nah, Van, that piece you recited was written by Jay and vice versa and what have you. And it just says, what you and I always think about one another, we can write in so many different avenues and we can touch people in the same way, reciting each other's pieces. I love you for that, bro. Thank you for another show and 4.5 years and counting. Again, that's the Easter egg, y'all. Pay attention. So salute to you, Van. I got nothing but mad love for you and continue to show nothing but love to you, bro.
Appreciate you, good brother. Likewise, man. I give it all back to you, bro.
phenomenal ink, man. Your pen is inspiring, and to be able to write in your style, the way that you write, the challenge was received, it was accepted, and I do it again and again and again. So I appreciate you, good brother. Thanks for hanging out with me, you know, here on this thing called a Get Down for 4.5 years. Easter egg, y'all, Easter egg. Hey, man, I'm looking forward to the next set of years, bro, because this is an amazing show, and I love what we do here. And I appreciate you for it, man.
Indeed,
I love you, bro.
Indeed. Love you more, bro. Salute.
To the Epiphany family, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, those listening around the globe, we thank you. Because without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. We look forward to bringing you quality content. This show is dynamite. You know, we love the challenge. We loved putting on, you know, this type of show. We love hearing you as poets, man, come through and do your thing. You know, we encourage you to keep coming out, keep writing, keep inspiring, keep being authentically you. And guess what? We'll see you on Saturday night, the next show. One love, one mic. Remember to always take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.
Peace, y'all.